If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The new AP poll is out in college basketball in Nebraska. Yes, they're still ranked. All the panic about two losses to a number 3 team on the road, a number 9 team at home. Just calm down, everybody.
Who thought they'd be unranked?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Are you talking to yourself here, Jake?
Nobody did, but you know, there's the fans that are crazy.
I thought about this. Isn't it awesome that it was uncomfortable that we lost? I mean, it was awesome. Because, I mean, in just 2 years ago, if we had lost to number 9 Illinois, would it have been one of those things? Would you have been just leaving the arena in disbelief?
Nope. There was it was quiet.
Yeah. And so it was a very disturbed crowd, and that is awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. This is better times now.
It's growth of a program.
Throw some projected seeds.
Well, I'll give you that. Nebraska is number 9 in the poll of yesterday. They fell from 5th to 9th. The teams ahead of them, Arizona.
Hey, hold on slowly.
Arizona, unanimous. Number 1 at 22-0, all 59 votes. Number 2 is Michigan.
Okay.
3, who Bill saw this team. UConn on Saturday.
Okay.
I'd have them too.
Okay. I wondered about that.
I'd have them too.
Okay.
Duke is 4 at 20-1. Number 5, Illinois.
Ooh.
Swapped with Nebraska up to number 5, 19-3.
Okay.
Number 6, Gonzaga, 22-1. Iowa State, 20-2 is number 7. Houston is 19-2, number 8. Nebraska, 20-2, number 9. And Michigan State, 19-3, number 10. Should note, last night, number 11, Kansas, did go to number 13, Texas Tech, and win.
Well, that was at Tech?
At Tech last night. The score was 64-61. Kansas wins at Texas Tech. They're on a heater right now.
Did Peterson play the whole time?
He did play last night. Let me get you stats. Darren Peterson had 19 points in 35 minutes.
Okay, so he did play. He came out at halftime in the game against BYU, and it caused quite a stir. There's something going on.
It was a
major
conversation. Look to the Cyclone, Huskers. Look to Ames.
Why is that?
They had two losses all of a sudden. They were 18-0 or something of that, or 16-0 rolling.
Yep.
They lose two in a row, and then since that time, they've won like the last three or four by 30.
Okay.
Well, they pounded K-State. Yeah. I mean, K-State, yeah. they beat by 30 on the yeah. road
which,
on Saturday.
Which I wouldn't Sunday. Say a lot because K-State's just...
They're Jerome a dead Tang. Fish
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, they're horrific.
They're bad.
Jerome Tang's saying weird things, too, in press conferences. Weird. If you saw my guys in practice and knew what they had to go through, you wouldn't be upset. And the reporter's like, you know, you just lost by 30.
Yeah.
All right. That's a follow. Okay, so Bill, yeah, so Iowa State loses to Kansas by 21. That was their first loss. Then lost to a bad Cincinnati team the next game. So that was two straight L's. They've responded. They beat UCF by 30.
Ooh. UCF just beat
somebody.
Texas Tech.
Yeah, yeah. This weekend.
Yeah.
Then they went to Oklahoma State. Decent. Not a great team, but, you know, win by 13. They beat Colorado at home by 30. And then they beat K-State on the road by 34. So, yeah, they have...
Not playing very good teams.
They've responded.
But they've responded. Look to the Cyclones.
Does the stool talk about Houston enough?
No.
No. No, we don't.
Kelvin Sampson is the man.
We don't talk about him enough. I heard the other day that there was 9 players that suited up for that national championship game against Florida that are playing now. 9. I think it was 9.
They played for it all last year.
You mean in the NBA?
What's that? 9? No, 9 players are still on the
roster. Oh, they're still on the roster.
For Houston.
Oh,
a team that was runner-up last year.
Yeah.
Bracket projections. Lenardi updated.
As of yesterday.
Yesterday. 3 seed for Nebraska. Ugh. 3 seed.
I will not bash a 3 seed ever. That's awesome still.
James Fletcher of On 3.
Hut, hut,
2 seed. Updated Sunday. Mm-hmm. Andy Katz, 1 seed, but that was January 27th. DeCourcy, 2 seed. Updated the 30th. And T3 Bracketology, 2 seed. So 2 seeds and 1 seeds.
But the 2 seeds and the one, but those are all some time ago. They were all in January, right?
No.
No, some of those are updated.
I thought the last 2 couple you gave is on the 30th.
Andy Katz has not updated his yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Andy Katz, for some reason.
So he's the only guy that's not updated.
Yeah. He updates his on Tuesdays. He'll update
his. There's still guys that have them 2 seed, Nebraska.
Well, those 2 losses are.
They're not bad. Come on.
Yeah, so.
They should be. I would like to think
they lost to number 3 and number 9.
Let's Jake real quick. Come on.
They could play their way back to a 1 seed.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Okay, we got a text from Rick Frager in the text line this morning.
Oh, nice.
Friend of the show.
No way.
Rick, just so you know, on one of the 3s from your son, me and Jake high-fived. And mainly,
and I said, that's for you, Rick.
He did. He said, that's for you, Rick. And no, we high-fived.
He did.
We high-fived.
Braden Frager's father.
And then... We turned to Brian Morrow, and I said, Jake's friends with the Fragers.
This is what Rick
Jake
Rick
can
said,
wear that.
Rick yes. says this. He says,
Jake, I'm he's trying verklempt. To read this. He's verklempt.
He says, my good friend Jake, who I couldn't find before the game Sunday, let's be happy for that top 10 ranking. And, Coach, you are right. Look at Iowa State is indeed the right assessment here.
Look to the cycle.
He says, my good friend Jake.
Print that off.
Oh, Fragers, man.
Please print that off.
Oh, boy.
Who I couldn't find before the game Sunday. Yeah, I was
the
around.
The best part, Brian Morris, is they're friends. And I go, actually, they're very good friends. And then Jake just head nodded and confirmed.
We are friends, yeah.
When he yelled that like that, that's for you, Rick!
I 100% said it. 100% said it.
You declared it. That's for his
yeah,
dad.
Yeah,
I did.
You declared it. He didn't declare this.
For so Braden.
Know, no, Braden did not declare this.
It wasn't
no
even the
did.
First one. It was like the second
it
or third
was like
one.
The third,
it was kind of random.
Like the third or fourth. It was a very random one. Yes.
You think maybe the first one then?
No, it's about the fourth one.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle.
So the first 2 or 3, I don't know who they were for.
Nope.
Rick, can you ask your son who the first 2 or 3 were for? Because you know the fourth one was
for you.
You're friends with the Fragers.
Yes.
That could be beneficial down the line.
It could, you know. They're good people.
Rick, will you be at Thanksgiving Eve next year?
Please come down.
Yes.
Bring Braden if you'd
yes,
like to.
That'd be nice.
Bring Braden. Yes, Braden.
Bring the whole family down.
Yeah.
Good job, Jake.
Yes. Nobody else. It's very top heavy in the Big Ten, as you know. Nobody
Keep
else
going.
Goes outside the... Wisconsin's knocking on the door of the top 25 as well as Iowa, but they're not in right now.
Michigan State is
at 10. I don't get it.
They have just have enough wins. I don't see it. It'll be.
Their record's still very good. They are what? They're 19-3. I mean, they're exceptional record.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We might be underestimating them a little bit.
And I think I might have pushed back on myself. I I did say Jeremy Fears is not that good. He's been really good the last three games. He had 31 points the other night. But I still think I'm taking Wagler.
Not very good.
I'm taking Wagler over him in terms of player of the year right now.
Who do you have 31 against?
That was against Michigan.
We're trying to bench him.
He had like 20. I think he had 27 against Rutgers.
Funny,
in that
though. You got to say he does shoot it.
Yeah, he does. The whole team shoots it funny.
Hold on, though. Fears and Wagler.
I'm taking Wagler. No hesitation.
They're different. They're a lot different players. Like Bill said the other day, you get nailed, Fears. He's a creator. He's he's an agitator. He's a little bit of an agitator, too. Yeah. Notice that?
Well, early in the game when he had his, it felt as if basketball gurus chime in.
That's me. I'm
Jay
a guru.
Foreman chime in.
Sipple chime in.
Yeah. Is that they took the ball out of his hands in the first half a lot. They did. They trapped Wagler.
Oh, Michigan did.
No.
Nebraska
took Wagler out.
Oh, I thought we were talking about
When he had the ball, they jumped him and they doubled him and got the ball out of his hands, which led to some open threes. It did lead to that. And I didn't see that as much in the second half. But to say that I broke the film down would be an
error.
You're
watching
by
closely,
me.
Though.
But they were doubling him a lot early on. We'll have to go to Hoops on this one and talk to Hoops.
Thomas Bilianco, Hoops. Yes.
Who sat right. So Thomas was talking to Hurley during the game.
Dan Hurley in the Creighton game.
In the Creighton game. He's sitting right behind him. Hoops comes in here.
You got to be kidding.
No, he's sitting right. But he talked to Hurley during the game.
During the game?
During the game. There was some.
He sat right behind the bench.
Sat right behind him. And I don't know if Hoops was telling him, hey, to maybe play some zone. I don't know what he was telling him.
Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hoops knows Hurley.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really good friends. They were talking during the game.
Hoops told me he had a potentially was going to join the A&M staff with Bucky down there. He had an offer to do that. Turned it down.
Now, he should have taken that because that's Bucky ball, and they're number one in the SEC right now.
Hey.
Trev, what's Trev doing?
Peacocking. Peacocking around College Station.
When you say that,
hey, you have good eyes. That's fascinating to me that Hurley and Bianco, we're talking during the game,
Hoops,
during the game,
Hoops is due for a visit sometime.
Hurley just doesn't talk to anybody,
it's Hoops, and Hoops comes in here and spends time with us.
Haven't seen Hoops for a couple weeks, though. Hoops needs his return,
What is Hoops' deal?
I don't know,
he's out talking to Hurley,
apparently. So.
Hoops is still on me pretty bad about the Minnesota game.
He's not letting it up. I bet.
Football.
He's trying to buy a boat.
Because I'll give him a hard time about a couple things. Like, if you ever want to buy a boat, Nebraska will crush Minnesota in football, and it was 24-6.
Oh, ouch. He has not forgotten that at all.
That's a bad call.
Well, the week before, it took Minnesota everything they had to beat Purdue.
Yep.
I couldn't unsee it.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills and Song of the Day next on Early Break of the Ticket.